from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. As Mayor George Peary embarks on running as Conservative candidate for the legislature in June, there's a rumor that Premier Ford wants him to be Minister of Northern Development and Mines.
He will tell you that he won't promise you anything, and I would certainly be honored if I was chosen to be honored with that position.
Peary's candidacy for the Timmins riding was confirmed last night at a riding association meeting attended by Doug Ford and a handful of current cabinet ministers. Our full interview is posted as an audio link at mytimmonsnow.com. You're probably wondering about potential legalities surrounding Peary running for a seat in the legislature while still being the head of council. In anticipation of that, City Hall has issued a list of FAQs, frequently asked questions, and the answers to them. You can also check them out on our website. 0 and 0. Those numbers reflect today's COVID-19 case report from the Porcupine Health Unit. No new cases and none resolved. Of the 2,211 cases confirmed during the pandemic, we're still at 2 currently active. An MPP who refuses to be vaccinated against COVID-19 has stepped down as deputy speaker at Queen's Park. But Rick Nicholls' resignation was probably unnecessary. Earlier in the day, the Ford government passed a resolution to remove him. Nicholls was booted from caucus last month for refusing Premier Ford's order that all Conservative MPPs need to be vaccinated. Nicholls now sits as an independent for the riding of Chatham-Kent-Leamington. The province's top doctor says getting together with family members this Thanksgiving is all right by him. Although full details won't be revealed until Thursday, Dr. Kieran Moore says if you're getting together with fully vaccinated people, and if you're comfortable taking off your mask, that's okay too. Dr. Moore says if you're with a combination of vaccinated and unvaccinated people, keeping your mask on is a good idea, whether you're inside or out. And finally this afternoon, Ontario's premier says he's told Prime Minister Justin Trudeau that a new immigration deal with the province is needed to help fill gaps in skilled trade jobs. In Timmins yesterday, Doug Ford said he spoke to Trudeau right after last month's federal election about severe shortages of skilled tradespeople in Ontario industries.
I don't care if they're skilled or unskilled. If they're skilled, we're going to find a job immediately. If they're unskilled, we're going to train them and we're going to get them to work. We need people.
Ford outlined all the steps his government is taking to fill all the vacant jobs, including $2,500 to buy tools. He also told Trudeau that CERB has to end. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.